Standing proudly in the center of forgotten America and speaking with a very clear voice, delivering common sense, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Get ready. This is Full Contact Radio. Three big things you need to know in hour number three. Number three, Michigan Congressman Paul Mitchell says Washington, just too contentious for him. He'll not seek re-election. He's been a consistent critic of the president recently, but his announcement is welcome news for Democrats. Number two, the White House celebrates another victory in federal court. A pretty good week for the president, but then one setback overnight. We'll get to that. And number one, it's all about Bob Mueller today. And that is the focus of the conversation for the most part. But we start today with breaking news from New York. Apparently, Jeffrey Epstein, taken out of jail, semi-conscious, having been assaulted in some fashion. Marks around his neck. Don't know if he was assaulted by somebody else or if he committed some sort of an act. Some sort of an act on himself. So we don't know what the truth is about Jeffrey Epstein, except that he has been transported to the hospital semi-conscious after some sort of an incident inside the jail at New York City. We'll keep up on that. Bob Mueller, the focus yesterday, of course, for Democrats hoping, praying, begging for something to happen. Begging for something to happen on the topic of Russian interference in the investigation of Donald Trump. Of course, Bob Mueller put out his 448-page report, but it became apparent fairly early that Bob Mueller was not terribly familiar with his own report, getting confused often stammering, rambling, sounding a bit incoherent, to say the least. Jerry Nadler got in the first time. He got the goods on Bob Mueller, getting him to say that there was no exoneration. So bite number two from Jerry Nadler, three for you, Alex. But bite number two, Jerry Nadler, here he is, go.
Does that say there was no obstruction?
No.
In fact, you were actually unable to conclude the president did not commit obstruction of justice. Is that correct?
Well, we, at the outset, determined that we, when it came to the president's culpability, we needed to go forward only after taking into account the OLC opinion that indicated that a president, a sitting president, cannot be indicted.
So the report did not conclude that he did not commit obstruction of justice. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And what about total exoneration? Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
So there you go. So that was the big score for the Democrats. After that, well, there wasn't any big score for the Democrats after that. Mueller became confused early and often. When it came to the report, he put his own name on. It became clear that he didn't have command of the information at all. So I'm going to play for you this one long bite. It's all you need to know about Bob Mueller yesterday, for the most part, stumbling, trying to answer what should have been an easy question. It's 3A. It's with Doug Collins talking about the difference between collusion and conspiracy. 3A.
In the colloquial context, known public context, collusion and conspiracy are essentially synonymous terms, correct?
No.
If no, on page 180 of volume 1 of your report, you wrote, as defined in legal dictionaries, collusion is largely synonymous with conspiracy, as that crime is set forth in the General Federal Conspiracy Statute 18 U.S.C. 371. Mm-hmm. You said at your May 29th press conference and here today, you choose your words carefully. Are you sitting here today testifying something different than what your report states?
Well, what I'm asking is if you can give me the citation, I can look at the citation and evaluate whether it is.
Actually. Okay, let me just be clarified. You stated that you would stay within the report. I just stated your report back to you. And you said that collusion and conspiracy were not synonymous terms. That was your answer, was no.
That's correct.
In that, page 180 of volume 1 of your report, it says, as defined in legal dictionaries, collusion is largely synonymous with conspiracy, as that crime is set forth in General Conspiracy Statute 18 U.S.C. 371. Now, you said you chose your words carefully. Are you contradicting your report right now?
Not when I read it.
So you would change your answer to yes, then?
No. If you look at the language.
I'm reading your report, sir. Painful. It's a yes or no answer.
Page 180.
Painful. Page 180, volume 1. Okay. This was from your report.
Correct. And yeah. I, 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 Leave it with the report.
So the report says, yes, they are synonymous. Yes.
Absolutely painful. Excruciating. A disaster for the Democrats, who had hoped that Bob Mueller would be the face, the voice, the champion to get them to impeachment. Well, good luck with that. It's not there. And in fact, it's painfully obvious. He wasn't in charge of the investigation. He wasn't in charge of writing the report. He didn't write the report. When asked about that May 29th press event just mentioned there, later during testimony, asked if he had written his remarks that lasted about 9 minutes on the 29th of May, I'm not going to get into that. The answer being that, no, he did not write his remarks on the 29th of May. He didn't write the report. He was not in command of the information in the report. And frankly, he looked incompetent. He would not be a good witness for anyone at this point. And how bad was it for Bob Mueller? I play one more soundbite for you, and that'll be that. And we'll get to some other stories today. But just how bad? Well, if you can't remember which president first appointed you to be a U.S. attorney, that might be a problem. A total softball question from some no-name Democrat that should have been just easy. It's just pitch and catch, pitch and catch, pitch and catch. That's all it was. And Bob Mueller had no idea. It's painful to listen to, but you have to hear this to understand just how bad yesterday went for Bob Mueller and the Democrats. It's Bite 15. Go.
Director Mueller, I'm disappointed that some have questioned your motives throughout this process, and I want to take a moment to remind the American people of who you are and your exemplary service to our country. You are a Marine. You served in Vietnam and earned a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart, correct?
Correct.
Which president appointed you to become the United States Attorney for Massachusetts?
Which senator?
Which president?
Oh, which president? I think that was President Bush.
According to my notes, it was President Ronald Reagan had the honor to do so. Under whose
administration? My mistake.
Seriously. He sits there, he stares off into space, he's doing the best he can. But it was painful to watch. I mean, in your lifetime, there are certain seminal moments that you don't forget. Where did you propose? Where were you, you know, the day that you graduated from college or high school or whatever? Pick your moments, whatever it is. If you're an attorney and you've been through the United States Marines and you've fought in battle in Vietnam, these are things that you remember clearly. You also remember who appointed you to be the U.S. attorney for the very first time. It's a huge job. It's a huge promotion. It's a huge day in your life. And you don't remember that it was Ronald Reagan that gave you that appointment? I think that may have been the most telling moment of the entire day. Of the entire day. 14 after, on the 25th of July. Quick break.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at michiganconstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan. They're working on projects across the state, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out michiganconstruction.com. Apply now. You can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to michiganconstruction.com. That's michiganconstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I like things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.